W4LAO. W4DJW, KO4LAO.
KO4VWA. Hey, Jim.
KO4LAO. Hey, Steve, how you doing?
I'm just trying to get back to the house from Newberry in this slushy weather. It's actually a lot good down in Newberry. But Dave had something going on that he was going to try to set up a Zoom for our club meeting for tonight, and he was working with Johnny on that. So I imagine that's what he's stuck up in right now.
Yeah, and I heard him talking about it, and I looked at my email box, but I didn't have any email from him that I could see. But I imagine if you just go to the Brewer's website, you should have a link there, right?
He'll put the bridge up right on the website. But you know what? If you text him, I'm sure he would send you a bridge notification on email.
I'll stick my head in to the meeting tonight and just kind of see what's going on.
Sounds like a winner. So are you still doing the drone thing? Vehicle today that I saw, and I took a picture of it, and let me see if I can pull that up real quick. It's a guy. Hold on a second. Let me pull it up. You still there, Jim? Drone pics, photography and video, and he has on the side of his truck training, thermal imaging, mapping, and all kinds of good stuff, man. First time I've run across one of those guys. I thought that was kind of interesting.
Certified to do that, and a lot of guys that are interested in doing facade work and that kind of stuff, and roof stuff as well. Thermal imaging, also for solar batteries and solar panels, that kind of stuff.
You can pick out a hot cell.
If you're using some of that stuff, you can, look at metal structures and see, pick out the hot spots in metal structures as well and see things that are under stress that maybe shouldn't be.
That and leaks in the overall HVAC. Did you do any thermal?
Any thermal at all, but the company that I work with does thermal, and I'm mostly in the training and education side of it.
Okay. Well, there's another fellow, I don't know if you recognize his name or not, Ariel, but he's been working with some of the high school kids trying to teach them.
Started with the drone classes, and I don't know if they're going to do that, continue that or not, but hopefully they will.
It exposes the kids to some technologies.
A lot of good stuff. I've been to couple of conferences here recently, and there's some pretty good changes coming up, and good opportunities for kids. They're talking about. I think they need like 56,000 people to enter the market in the overall drone industry with all the ancillary things that go along with that. And maybe in a couple of years, there'll be up to 85,000 people to enter the market every year.
Sign me up.
Looking at, if you're interested in it, is the drone repair side. Because everybody's going to have all these drones, and where are they going to get them fixed?
You got a point, sir. Yep. Well, the only real issue there is parts availability.
You can, stay with a U.S.-made drone. That might be a little easier, which is getting hard. Or maybe that's getting better, I guess. And then we've got remote ID coming up here. Uncle Sam wants everybody to have that done by October of this coming year. You'll be really restricted in your flying if you don't have a remote ID module either built into your drone or added on to it as an add-on.
Now, have you looked into some of those devices? Somewhere around, looks like they're going to be somewhere around $300 a piece to purchase.
As in early on, that they think, oh, these things ought to cost no more than about $50. Yeah, so you can see where that's going.
And I got a feeling now, this may be one of those things that the FAA, you know, passes as a good idea, and in practical application, by the time the FAA and the towers and everybody get involved with all that tracking, that may be something that just kind of goes by the wayside.
Really track it unless there's a, you know, people that are out there actually have the right equipment to look at that stuff. But they are talking about making it publicly available. Probably no different than a manned aircraft right now. You can watch a manned aircraft, especially if you're on an IFR clearance. You know, you can go to Flight Watch and those other places, and you can see where they're going.
It's not really done through transponders, is it? I think that's done through radar feedback.
It's a transponder, and secondary is radar.
Yeah, that educated me right there. I thought it was the other way around. All right. Well, that'll be interesting, but for right now, I'm just going to fly for you.
Did you get the application approved for the Foothill Flyers there out at Sloan?
Mistaken, we are approved.
Just came out with their new regulation or advisory circular on the recreational flying and all that go along with that. I think it's 9157 Charlie is the advisory circular number, but they've got all those new rules and stuff in there.
Yeah, and like I said, until they can get all that ironed out and flushed out, you know, somebody comes up with a really inexpensive way to do those things, you know, initially going in, they're going to be double or triple. So, you know, until it gets ironed out and really, really nailed down, I'm just going to fly free and you know, behave myself.
After October this past year, all drone manufacturers had to include that module in them. And some of them already have the stuff for the software. It's already included, like some of the DJI flight controllers already have the software stuff in them. So, you know, they're a little bit farther down the road. But if you buy a new drone, it should already have the module in it, and that shouldn't be an issue for you.
Flying a DJI Phantom Pro 3, and it's an SE, so, and it does not have that. So, hey, you know, somewhere along the line, I'm going to have to add that or just stay in a Fria.
Yeah, I don't think that came out until the 4 Pro, the Phantom 4 Pro, but even the Phantom 4 Pro, although it's still a good platform, is getting to be kind of dated now.
For those folks like me, you know, they gave $800 or so for one of those, they're not just going to chuck it to the side, and they're going to want to add that on and, you know, make sure they can still fly them and take a place.
Somebody out there that'll make, you know, a good module for it and get it so you can just make a simple add-on, maybe attach it with Velcro or something like that.
And yet?
Well, the rule doesn't apply until October of this coming year, but as the summer comes around, I'm kind of waiting. I mean, I've seen, and we've put out some stuff about at least one company that has a module that's, you know, there should be more companies out there because it's probably a relatively inexpensive circuit board to mass produce, you know, but like you said, parts may be an issue.
I know what you mean. Well, listen, I'm fixing to get over here and take care of a couple of things, and I am just about to arrive at my destination, so I'm going to bail out on you. So, anyhow, good to talk to you again. I appreciate the ride along. So, 73, K&4, VWA. Behave yourself out there, Jim. I'm clear.
VWA, KO4, LAO, 73. We'll talk to you later, Steve.